program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." No room for Jesus. There was no room for Jesus in the inn when he was born and as he was placed in the manger. No room for Jesus throughout his life. He went back to heaven. And we're talking about no room for Jesus in Christmas. The way this time of the year is observed many times is an irreligious time of the year. And what about December the 25th anyway? What about the time that Jesus was born? The Great Commission says, "Teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you." What about the observance of Christmas? What about the observance of the birthday of Christ? Do we actually know when Christ was born? In Luke chapter 2, verse 8, we read, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, watching," or keeping watch over their flocks by night. Shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night. I understand during the summer months, the flocks were turned loose in the mountains in the desert, and the shepherds stayed with them. They were taken up in October or the 1st of November for the winter. The elevation was something like in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Shepherds didn't stay in the mountains or didn't stay in the fields during the winter, making it evident that Jesus could not have been born on December the 25th. In fact, the Bible doesn't tell us when Jesus was born. It just simply tells of the great event there. We don't know when he was born, so we cannot really observe his birthday as such. I know Jesus said in talking to his disciples in John 14 about the coming of the Holy Spirit, verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." And in the 16th chapter of John, the same circumstance, verse 13, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come." So when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, he would guide them into all truth and would bring all things to their remembrance that Jesus had taught them. And when Jesus gave the Great Commission before he went back to heaven, he said to preach, to baptize, and teach men to observe all things. And then on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came to guide them into all truth. Well, in the guiding of the disciples into all truth, there is no record left of the date of the birth of Christ. So it's really hard to observe his birthday when we don't know when it was. And does the Lord actually want us to observe the birthday of Christ in the sense that it is being observed today? However, the Bible does tell us certain things that he wants us to observe very plainly, and it seems like men are neglectful of these things. What about baptism? What about the Lord's Supper? What about the Lord's Day? In baptism, we become a Christian as we repent and are baptized, and here we observe his death and resurrection as we die to sin and are raised from the water grave of baptism. What about the Lord's Supper? Here we remember the Lord's death in the Lord's Supper, and we are to do this. He says, "Do this in remembrance of me." He said to observe this. And in Acts chapter 20, verse 7, it says, "Upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread." The early church observed the Lord's Supper every Lord's Day. Men observe days that have not even been commanded, like Christmas, but they don't observe that which has been commanded, the Lord's Supper. And what about the Lord's Day? Every first day of the week, Christ came forth from the grave on the first day of the week. The Lord's Day, or Sunday, is Resurrection Day, and we remember his resurrection every Lord's Day. Yes, put Christ back in Christmas. I'm afraid he wasn't in Christmas originally, and he is not in Christmas the way it is today. Let's honor Christ like the Bible says. Thank you for listening today.